CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And Fire It Up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Welcome back. This is Fired Up with CJ, and today we have the founder of the Grief Institute Coaching Institute, Sue Frederick, and she's talking about her book, Bridges to Heaven. I'm Cassandra, and I'm here with you from CBS Sky Radio. You can find CJ on her website. It is firedupwithcj.com. You can get shows like this one and past shows on her website. You can also download them on New Sky Radio. Both are free. And you can also, a third way, if you're looking to get a past show, iTunes. And it's all free, whatever you can do. You can also find CJ on Facebook, and that's also Fired Up with CJ.
And I'm going to read it. And everywhere.
And everywhere. If I went into, we are so many places right now, it's great.
It's great.
CBS Radio, we have so many different ways. I even listen to it on my smartphone. I have the app downloaded, and I can take it with me and hook it into my little space car, and I can hear New Sky Radio in my car.
It's a beautiful thing, technology.
It is in some ways, and I really think that that's great because we find stations we like, but if we live in one area, we may not get it all the time. So you can take us with you wherever you go.
And here's what I love. The spirits found a way of taking all this technology and communicating to us. We found out that the soundtrack that you were hearing was gospel music from a different AM station nearby. How cool is that? Okay, so you've just got to tell us, who was that? Like, could you have a sense of who's trying to communicate to us and what they're trying to say to us?
Well, it's somebody from who's older, probably your dad or perhaps Cassandra's dad, who has a great sense of humor and also grew up in church and in religion.
Well, that's not my dad. That must be your dad, Cassandra. Does your dad grow up with religion?
No, but he was religious. Like, he had his faith, but he didn't practice by going to any one church. But he did have his faith, and he loves a practical joke. And knowing how funny you are, CJ, I'm sure your dad was a practical joker, too.
He was.
Well, I have to say, my dad was a great practical joker, and he had a huge sense of humor, so he could also be there messing with things.
All three of our dads are laughing their heads off as they're kind of like, I know, let's play that
gospel music.
It's close enough.
CJ, what? Yeah. I was just going to say, when my dad died, one of the first things he did was come into my house after he had died and play a few notes on the piano because he had always loved the piano.
Oh, that's sweet.
So I woke up in the middle of the night to hear a few notes on the piano being played, and there was nobody in the house that could have done it.
And going back to what you said before, whether he's like, you know, showing up in spirit form right at your bedside or playing the piano, it'd be so easy to get freaked out about this whole thing.
Right.
Instead of saying, oh, hi, I'm ready. Thanks for communicating. Thanks for that song. Because about how hard that was to press those keys.
Now, what I tell anybody to do is when you feel a communication like that, try to just stand there and say, okay, who is it? Let me know who you are and how I can help you, and just sort of be open.
Do you think they want to be helped, or do you think, like, how can
No, they're trying to help us. They cross over, they go through a soul review where they see their whole lifetime, all the choices they made, the choices they could have made, the way they loved people, the way they could have loved them better, all of that, and they process it and really learn a tremendous amount and evolve so that once they've crossed over and gone through that, they look down at our physical life now, and even if they're moving to the higher realms or reincarnating, it doesn't matter because time and space is not linear the way we try to think of it. Mm-hmm. So they still come back to guide us.
Because we're
part of their soul posse.
Okay, so my grandma, who I didn't really have a very close relationship, has several times tried to communicate with me, and I think I wouldn't really accept messages from her when she was living.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a very different place now,
CJ, and she's learned a lot on the other side. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think what she's trying to tell you in her own way is to tell you that she thinks you're amazing, and she wants you to shine and just really not in any way hold back because she feels like she didn't support you that way when she was here.
Interesting. Are you getting that from her right now?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay, yeah. Well, she told me things like wear red nail polish. And I thought, okay, what am I supposed to do with that?
You know, there's one thing about taking it literally, and there's another way of kind of seeing if it's a metaphor, a symbol for how she's trying to give us a message.
Oh.
And sometimes we get a very literal thing. It could really mean she's just telling you to be bold, you know, to get out in the world and shine your light and be who you are.
I see. So sometimes the kind of message you would have given me when she was alive, and I wasn't really a girly girl, so this is a continued message of making me feel bad about not being a girly girl versus a metaphor.
That's not. In other words, when they cross over, they see the harm they did in relationships here, and they are trying to kind of fix that and heal that from the other side.
Oh, interesting. Well, that actually changes my relationship to receiving her information.
Yeah.
I'm always like, what do you want me now? Like, blow dry my hair? What else? What else?
Right, right.
Makeup? Like, well, what do you want?
Here's the thing you have to realize is that even I've worked with clients in my sessions where they even had perhaps an abusive father, and I'm talking about a father who did physical abuse or sexual abuse, and they don't want anything to do with that father on the other side. And yet when we connect to them, to the father's energy, they are begging for forgiveness, they're filled with love, and they are trying to give a message that they see what they did wrong. And it's just so powerful when you experience that. There's great healing for the person here on Earth.
What happens when you communicate, because I have some friends who are mediums like yourself, and they've communicated, and they've got information that's just downright scary. Like they find a little girl, she's showing a bunch of, you know, dead kids buried under a church in the South. Like, what to do with that information when you get
Well, I don't believe in psychics, CJ. I'm an intuitive, and I think that there are many harmful people out there who come up with images that are fear-based and their energy is low and they're traveling in the low astral realms to get their information. You know, I come from a 30-year spiritual practice journey. I've lived in ashrams. I've meditated for more than 30 years every day. I bring a spiritual perspective to how we navigate the other realms, and you don't want to get your information from the lowest realms on the other side. And some some psychics do. And if you ever go see a psychic who makes you feel afraid or scared, walk out the door because they're functioning in low energy and low level psychic garbage.
Right. They're not necessarily going. And I just took a class on shamanism this weekend, and they were talking about lower, middle, and upper realms, and that
right.
the lower and upper realms are completely filled with compassionate beings.
Exactly.
So you're saying that if they're communicating to you, it would never feel scary. It would
right.
feel loving.
And if you do feel a spirit come to you that makes you feel afraid, then you either say, you can do a number of things. You can say a mantra, like I use the mantra Om Namah Shivaya, that clears the air and raises the energy, and they can't live in that. Or you can say the Lord's Prayer if you believe in the Christian tradition. That's another high-frequency prayer that raises energy. Or you can say something like, I open my heart and love you, and start pouring love out instead of fear, because dark energy cannot exist in love. It disintegrates. Your love is the greatest power inside of you, and fear is your greatest weakness.
Mm. What do you think they want from us? Why do these lower energies, let's say that this person did in fact hit a lower entity or a lower energy,
right.
is it because she wasn't vibrating at a high enough energy? I mean, if the shamanism would say you didn't go to the right level.
Well, here's the thing, though. Think of it this way, CJ. When people are living a very negative, irresponsible life on the physical world, they're hurting people, killing people, whatever. They don't believe in God or anything beyond the physical world. When they cross over, they're still carrying that, you know, thinking, oh, there's nothing here. I'm just going to suffer. If there's anything, it should be hell because I deserve hell. They're having a lower consciousness that they're bringing into that other realm. But the minute that, and so they're stuck in that lower realm, but the minute that soul calls out for love or to God or any sort of opening where they go, God, help me, or bring me to the light, they are instantly brought to a higher level. But they're so used to living in fear and darkness that they feel comfortable when they get into that dark realm on the other side.
Oh, interesting. Okay, got it. So that's why, so what she was really doing is communicating with someone at that level. And is it because she, and I guess I could, I mean, when we're communicating with the dead, how do we know if our loved one is in that lower, living in fear and darkness, or actually in a higher realm?
Well, first of all, you're going to feel by the vibration if your loved one is in a dark place, and all you have to do is talk to them and say, you know, I'm sending you love, just move to the light, I love you, and it's that simple, and they start going into a higher realm. We are still connected to them energetically. We can help them. They can help us. But the thing is, you know, it's as long as you are living a life that is in consciousness, that is in light, that is not in darkness, fear, and negativity, you're not going to attract those lost souls.
Oh, interesting. That's interesting, too. Okay. Gosh, I could talk to you for hours on this. So thank you, Sue Frederick, talking about her book, Bridges to Heaven. Up next, we're going to be continue talking about her book. We'll be right back.